Hare Krishna. Malavikanta is asking that there appears to be opposing emphasis. Emphasis is that we should be measured in our efforts and devotional service, and not over endeavor. And the other is, but we shouldn't be satisfied with our position, but we should rather be eager to join Krishna, to move forward. So how do you balance these two things? Well, my answer would be that that balancing already takes place naturally for Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. One example is that you're going upstairs, so you go upstairs. The idea that you're going up means that you're not satisfied by being down. And until you actually reach whatever floor you want to get at, nothing will quite do. So that's similar to the impetus that, yes, devotional service means we want to attain love for Krishna. That's our goal. By loving Krishna, we can serve him in the best possible way. So that's a very progressive vision. On the other hand, if you run up the stairs too fast, what happens? You can get exhausted, and if you get exhausted, what do? Well, then you stop, and you catch your breath. So, and you go slower because you're actually going too fast. So, in the same way, when we're not measured in our practice of Krishna consciousness and don't take into account our psychophysical nature, then we may try and practice from a platform or from a stage of Krishna consciousness that we can't maintain, and that then becomes a disturbance to our bhakti. For example, another example, you're in a car, you want to go somewhere. So going somewhere means you're not satisfied where you are, and you have some other place that you want to be. Well, that's very natural. But at the same time, you have to stick to the rules of the road. You have to drive on, well, whichever side of the road you're on, left side, right side, whatever is the law. You have to drive at a certain type of speed, and you have to both be rested and keep filling up the tank with fuel, otherwise you're going to run out. So these are all things that we need to take into consideration. Just like what's the best vehicle for advancing in spiritual life? Well, we see that a lot of devotees choose Grihastha Ashram. But why? Ultimately, Krishna consciousness is about giving up all material attachments, of entanglement in the material world, and being disentangled, not risking redirecting our attachments from Krishna to some other living entity. But most devotees recognize that it's not something that I can do in one step. I have to practice Krishna consciousness in the Grihastha Ashram in a way that the power of Krishna consciousness gradually purifies me of attachments. But in the meantime, I maintain that connection. So those two things are there. They're there within our life. They're there in practice, being both measured and at the same time being being progressive, and that's how we want to go forward in Krishna consciousness. And for that reason, we shouldn't become, we use this word, complacent. I'm okay. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, well, this is actually the risk of sattva-gun, of the mode of goodness, is that a devotee becomes satisfied with his position. Why? Because he feels very happy. So Krishna consciousness, sadhana bhakti, means that it brings all auspiciousness and it destroys all sinful reaction. A result of that is that we feel very happy. But okay, but you're meant to go on, and there's more to devotional service than just being happy. We have to learn how to become lovers of Krishna, and to do that we have to move on and continue going. So etava deva jignasa tattva jignasuratmana, Krishna tells Brahma, don't be satisfied, just keep on going, keep on going, etava deva, you keep inquiring and you keep practicing until you come to this platform of loving devotional service. Hare Krishna.